Welcome back to Holt Tonight. School getting set for the sectional round of the Class 3A football playoffs. An undefeated matchup tonight as Holton host Girard and Wildcat head coach Brooks Barta joins us. His team 10-0 following their win against Perry Lecompton last week, 41-0. Coach, a team in Perry that you beat by four touchdowns back in week number three, and you dominate from start to finish really in all facets of the game, 41-0. Is that just a testament maybe of how much better this team has improved and gotten as this season has went along, and how high of a level you feel like they're playing in here right now?
Well, you know, we kind of got started off slow. We got stopped on a fourth down on the first series, come right back down, and Perry takes the ball and makes some plays and gets down the field, and we intercept the ball in the end zone. So had to play through some momentum, so I was really proud of our kids of playing through that momentum and taking them back and kind of established some strength, and then a big punt return before half, I thought, really turn the tide and really put them on their heels.
You mentioned that interception. Yeah, that could have easily been a Perry Lecompton touchdown for the lead in that game. And I wanted to ask you about the corners, so I'll do it right now. Jace Hollauer had that interception. Lucas Adcock on the other side. Seems like a lot of teams maybe underestimate those two or try to pick on them a little bit. Obviously, they don't have a lot of height, but it seems like each week they get tested and they just continue to make a lot of plays out there in the open flats for you.
Well, we've been really proud of them this year. They're both very strong, very well-trained kids, and athletic and tough and physical, and they're just coming and battle people all day long, and we're really proud of them for that, and they really established the perimeter and the corners for us.
And really, the defense as a whole, after that interception, I mean, you forced five consecutive punts on the next five drives, and it just seems like, I think we mentioned this last week, your team is playing really fast and flying to the football. What else do you see from your defense right now to be able to shut out a team like that?
Well, I think Coach Purcell threw a lot of different pressures at them throughout the game, and that gave them some problems. And then we're using some more people on our front, and I think our defensive front has continued to improve and really rush the passer well the other night, and I really think that set the stage to make it easy for our secondary.
On offense, Coach, you had over 400 yards rushing again and still averaged over 7 yards per carry. Anything spectacular that really stood out, I guess, offensively, besides just continuing to get better and do what you've done here over the last few weeks and really all this season?
Well, you know, they threw some new things at us, and I thought our kids are getting to the point where they make good adjustments, and whether it's during the play or on the sideline, we get things figured out and figure out what defenses are doing, and then offensive line and our backs have really engaged in understanding our schemes, and they're making adjustments. Perry had thrown a lot of changes at us, some twists and stunts, and we get it figured out during the series or on the sideline, and they go out, and our kids do a good job of finishing blocks for our backs, and our backs are getting downfield and getting the opportunity to break tackles, and it's all fitting together really well for us.
I wanted to ask you about special teams as well. Obviously, PATs have been great. You got the punt return last week that you mentioned, but one other thing that seems to be really, really good this year is kick coverage. It seems like Matt's been able to get the ball away from some return guys, and it seems like a lot of guys flying downfield. The starting field position for your opponents has been horrible the last few weeks. Talk about kick coverage and just how far maybe your special teams have come as well.
I think really the last 4 or 5 weeks our kick coverage has really improved. We see kids making decisions and recognizing schemes and doing a much better job at cutting the returner off, and we're missing fewer tackles. So it definitely has made a big impact field position-wise and gives our defense that extra first down or two to work with getting their offense stopped.
We're talking with Holton head football coach Brooks Barta. The Wildcats host Girard tonight, 10-0 Girard team that comes in. Coach, it's been a little while since you faced Girard all the way back in 1999, but obviously a very good team this year. Tell us about Girard, what makes them so good, and what are the biggest challenges here for your club tonight?
Well, it has been a lot of fun thinking about that game, and that was an afternoon game on a Saturday, and we haven't done that for a long time, so it is good memories for us, but they're an option offense. They're going to require that we play very disciplined on defense. We're going to have to make some one-on-one tackles and really try to contain what they do and eliminate their big play.
As far as your team, Coach, goes, I know it's been a lot of distractions, and as high as the levels you've played at the last couple weeks, is one of your biggest concerns, I guess, just the focus coming into the game like this tonight and also being able to continue to play at the high level like you have been in the postseason?
Well, you know, this group really likes to play football, and we've been ready to play, I think, every night, and I hope that continues. But there are a lot of distractions in this world, and there always are, but it seems like we have quite a few more right now. So that is a challenge for us to get focused and execute what we do, and we really want our kids to lose themselves to the game, and they enjoy that, and I think they'll do that again tonight.
Certainly nice to be home in this matchup. And final thought, Coach, is there a couple keys against Girard tonight or things you feel like your team really needs to do well to be able to get a win?
Well, they've done a good job, eliminating turnovers and not making mistakes. And somehow we have to force their offense into making some mistakes. And offensively, I think we have to continue to do what we do and make the adjustments we need and work together and execute.
Should be a fun one, Coach. Congrats on getting back here to the sectionals, and good luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
Wildcat head coach Brooks Bard, our pregame show will continue right after this timeout.